Goats benefit our lives by eating weeds and brush that we want to get rid of. One goat rental company is finding more goat benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place for generations of farmers to connect.
Helps me get answers to those questions that otherwise I wouldn't have access to. You know, maybe can't get them locally. My father over here is kind of an old school farmer, and so listening to other people say it besides me helps him agree with me more.
Join thousands of your fellow farmers at Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused, educational, and agricultural experience. February 28th through March 2nd in Orlando. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Weeds and brush have no chance when a herd of hungry goats are let loose on it. A targeted grazing company from Ames, Iowa, called Goats on the Go, has 350 goats that are rented out in several states to help landowners control unwanted vegetation. Owner Aaron Steele says the business is expanding and offering another benefit, providing meat for people. Goats destined for the dinner table will be sent to a local butcher when they're 18 to 20 months old.
They get two seasons of targeted grazing. They'll weigh about 90 to 100 pounds or so at that age. So that's significantly different than the standard market size and the standard market demand. Most goats that are sold for meat are slaughtered at about 50 to 75 pounds and maybe only 5 to 8 months in age. So ours have stayed with us a lot longer and lived a relatively long and happy life.
Steele says this is the optimum way to provide healthy meat because goats don't layer on fat and grow quickly in a feedlot-style operation, and it doesn't require extra pasture.
So the best thing we can do for them is to give them lots of woody brush and broadleaf weeds and the things that are most natural to their diet and raise them up that way. So in our system, where we can use them both to satisfy our customers in dealing with their vegetation problems, but also satisfy their appetites. That's just a double win for us.
He says their model also economically benefits family farms and local butchers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Goats on the Go at agriculture.com.